Now this morning devotion, I'd like to consider with you all about our church life. Now I thank God that only last week you all have celebrated the church's 4th anniversary. So naturally, still fresh in your mind about you're coming together as church members, and then how you may have a life together in the church, they will be glorifying to the Lord, and also will be a real blessing to you personally. And then at the same time, the church, how it can be effective. You have to advance the mission of God, to expand the church, you have to grow the church, and to have more people coming to worship Him and be saved. So this message we can simply title it as marks, the marks of a living at a growing church. If we understand this scripture teaching properly, I believe the life in the church will be so meaningful. It will be something we always look forward to, a real blessing to us. And at the same time also, we're going to see that the Lord will bring many, many people into your midst. And then the church will grow for the glory of God. In verse 42 it said, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship." Now these are the two most important factors, parts in our life in the church. The first part is the doctrine. They say that the believers continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. What does it mean? It refers to the fact that a living church, we, you, as a members of church, have to be a people that is very much delighted to study the doctrine, to study the Word of God. So for the apostles and the people in the book of Acts, when they say apostle doctrine, it refers to the teaching in the Old Testament. Yeah? And then the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also the teaching of the apostles as they were inspired by God. Now, the people at that moment, at that time, in the early church, they were so keen and they paid their attention fully to study God's word, and then to do accordingly. So it's the hearing and application of God's word in their Christian life. This is the first and foremost mark of a living Christian church. So if we all desire that the cornerstone church will be a vibrant church, a church that is so active, a church that is spiritual, then the very first thing that we must do is that we must delight in the study of God's word. So we come to the church, we think that we're going to learn God's word. And whatever that we have understood, we will by God's grace, to apply and to do it in our Christian life. So we must consider, as a member of the church, do we have this attitude, have this sincere desire in us, that we always want to study God's word? So in the preaching of the pastors, by the teaching in the various classrooms, or in the fellowship, in Bible study, do we have the heart? Seriously, we want to know that what is the meaning of the scripture? And then consider in our heart that what we have learned, we are going to do it. This is the first thing, the first mark of a living church life. Secondly, it says that they continue steadfastly in the fellowship. Now, the people continue in the fellowship, and what does it mean? Fellowship means sharing. So the people together, they always have the same mind. Okay? They share ideas. I mean, they have the same ideas. They share their purposes. Yeah? They share in their attitudes. They share in their missions. So they have things in common. And in the verses to follow, Acts of the Apostles specify a few things that they have in common. So fellowship, it refers to that they have the thing together, have the same thing together, they share things together, and that is the thing make them become a united church. Naturally, we all want to have a vibrant church, a living church, but the members of Cornerstone need to have the same mind. They must desire to be in fellowship. You cannot be a people that like to separate, you know. Yes, we come to the church, but I am on my own. I do things on my own. I don't like to be together. Now, this is the attitude we must consider and then to leave behind. Because the second mark of a living Christian church is fellowship. Yeah? Don't think fellowship mainly as the youth fellowship or the young adult fellowship or the ladies fellowship. This is just one of the manifestations. Yeah? Fellowship is referring to the sharing, the togetherness, the coming together in thinking and in their activities. So what do they have together? What activities they have together? Now, let's see again. It says that they continue steadfastly in breaking of bread and in all and in prayers. In breaking of bread. Firstly, this thing will refer to the Lord's Supper. It's spoken twice in this text, in this chapter. Twice, yeah. In breaking of bread, then you come to verse 46, it says again, and breaking bread from house to house, they eat their meats with gladness and singleness of hearts. So since the second time it mentioned together with eating meat from house to house, so we understand that this breaking bread is more referring to the Lord's Supper. Then secondly, usually in the early Christian church, after the Lord's Supper, they also have a meal together. Now, people in the living church are people that love to come together to commemorate, to celebrate the Lord's Supper. We like to come together with one heart and to remember what the Lord has done for us, His suffering, and the promise of His coming again. So when we spend our time together to remember His suffering for us, then we together will form in our hearts, yeah, the love for the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'd like to ask you, every week, every month, I suppose, in your church, once a month, right? Every month, when we come to the Lord's Supper, do you come or not? Do you attend? I know that some Christians, sometimes due to certain reasons, we might not be coming to the church every week. But when we know that this particular week, Sunday, is the week that we are going to have the Lord's Supper, do we think that no matter how, I must really try our best and to come and attend and to take the bread and the cup together with every members of the church. Now, so if we have the habit all along, all the while, that we do not really pay attention to these things, and we think that we have been partaking of the Lord's Supper for so many years since we become a believer and baptized, so occasionally we do not really think that partaking of the Lord's Supper is something important. Now, you do not think only of yourself. You must think as a church. The church that have fellowship are the church that like to come to break the bread together, yeah, to receive the Lord's Supper together. So never miss a Sunday where we come together for the Lord's Supper. Then he said that, and they, from house to house, they did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Eat their meat. The meat here not mainly refer to the steak, no, or to the animal's product. The meat here means to their food. So eat their meat, it means they have their meal together. And this is something very interesting and something very sweet also. That the church people, they come together, their occasion, they have meal together. I think a few months back I attended Cornerstone Church in Lucknow Plaza. And then after the service, if not wrong, it's the 10 a.m. one. After service, there were meal provided. Lunch, I suppose. Yeah. So people go and take lunch together. Now, in my church, we also have lunch. I think by now, we have already serving lunch for about 14 years. 14 years. And I noticed, some people, they do not want to join. Maybe some people feel that, well, on Sunday, I would like to bring my family to have a better lunch. Yeah, we go to a restaurant, eat something better. And then some people may think that, let's leave this to the poorer people. I think they have this kind of attitude also. Leave to the poorer people, you know. Don't take their... Everybody coming might not have enough. Then the poorer one might not get to enjoy it. So I think we leave it to the poor, let them enjoy it. Yeah. Then some people might think that I'm not comfortable not eating with so many people. I always eat alone. So I don't like to be in the midst of so many people. But some people think when I'm eating, I like to read. I like to read newspaper. I don't want to, while I'm eating, somebody come and say hello to me, disturb me. So I better go to a coffee shop and eat alone. Yes, we have a lot of reasons why we do not want to eat together. Now, but now we are Christians. Christians that consider we want to form, to build up a living church. A church that is vibrant. A church that people come and that they enjoy. That they love to come. So, we must consider other people. Not only ourselves. And the Bible says that when they come and eat the meat, wait, what? They eat the meat with gladness. Gladness. Their hearts are happy. I can sit down together with other believers and then we can eat the meat together. We can eat our lunch together. We can have our dinner together. And they feel so happy. Gladness of hearts. So let's practice this. You know, if the church is able to provide for us lunch, try stay back. Sit down every week, yeah? We sit down with another, with other group of believers of the same church. They will talk a little bit, share a little bit. They will eat together with gladness of heart and with the singleness of heart also. Singleness of heart here refers to sincerity. You know, we really love to be together with you. And the thing that we share is sincere. It's always from the heart. So in our midst, there's no hypocrisy. It's no people that sit together, but in the heart, I don't like you. That in the heart that I hope I didn't have to sit together with you. Learn, yeah, for the living Christian church to live together and to enjoy our meal together. That is the best thing. Yeah, to have lunch and dinner together. So when we're talking about fellowship, now we fellowship in breaking of the bread, we have fellowship in our the eating of our meals. Then there are two things. It says that we also have fellowship in prayers. We like to come and pray together. Pray for one another, pray together for the church. Then, when the church is praying, let's say, maybe your church have a brief prayer meeting before the service, let's come and join in and pray together. And also another important thing is that the church have prayer meeting. Yeah? And they will always say that, how do we evaluate the spirituality of the church by looking in their prayer meeting? And they were counting. Okay, I think the church is getting about 30% of the people that come in for the prayer meeting. They will think, we think 30% is great already. Why not? Or if we can get more people coming to prayer meeting, then we feel happy. It means the church is growing. But actually the Bible says we must have fellowship in our prayers. So can you spend your time and make the effort to come to a prayer meeting? Yeah. Not say 30% or 50%. Make it 100%. Everybody come. Because everybody has the idea that this is our fellowship. We fellowship our prayer. What we come to pray together. Pray for ourselves, our family, for our church. Then lastly, it says that we praising God. Yeah, fellowship in our praising of God. To sing songs, to sing praises to the glory of God. So when we come to the worship service or in our fellowship groups, when we are starting to sing, let's sing. You know, sing with our hearts. Sing so people can hear your voice. Everybody sing from the heart. At the same time also listening to other people singing. And listening to the singing is so beautiful. Yeah, sometimes I like to listen, no? On Sunday when I see people singing, I try to close my mind and then listen to them to sing a verse, one verse. Oh, it's so beautiful. And then I will join them to sing again. Everybody singing. Have fellowship in our singing. Then don't be like some people that they do like to sing. People singing, they sit still. But you know, people singing, everybody sing out loudly, so, but they sing in their hearts. You can see only the lips moving, but there's no voice. Ah, because I thought I sing my heart for the Lord. No, we want to have fellowship singing together for the Lord Jesus. Now, so briefly, brethren, these are the marks of a living church. Living church means people are happy together. They really feel that this is a church for me and for you, for us together. They will love to come on Sunday. We love to come if there's an occasion, a special meeting, or the fellowship group for us. We love to come. Living church. And living church is example for us in the Bible. And then we must have the idea that we want the church to follow this model. This pattern, we must growing towards a real vibrant church. Then just like I also mentioned that the living church is a growing church. Because what? The Bible says, and the Lord and our God aided to the church daily such as should be saved. If we are a people of that kind of quality, the Lord will be very happy to bring more people to come to the church. Because this is the kind of church that the Lord Jesus Christ wants. And He loves that His people will have this kind of enjoyment, spiritual enjoyment. So they will bring new believers come together. And then Cornerstone Church will continue to grow and grow and grow. Grow until what? Thousands? Do you mean? You believe me? If this if we have this kind of quality, you know, it's a spiritual life, a spiritual church. Of course, everybody would love to come and join. And the Lord will bring, and the church will really grow. And then as you grow, we must maintain this quality. You know, as you grow, we must maintain that we have all the marks of a living church. There is no limitation to how many people the Lord can add to the church. It can grow. But we must start from now, when we are in the 100 plus or 200 plus, to have this quality. So when it grow together, it grow bigger and bigger, the church life will be really a spiritual and meaningful church life. This is the message I'm going to speak to my members also. Because I'm going to have a retreat Thursday to Saturday. And this will be one of the messages I want to speak to them. Because I also want to build up a church that is living, a church that is growing. So pray for Batam Church. Now, so brethren, six marks of a living and a growing church. Firstly, is fellowship. No, it's a steadfastness in their doctrine. Doctrine. Study God's word. Second, fellowship. Fellowship in what? In break of the bread. Yeah. In eating of their meal. In prayers. And in praising the Lord. So take these six words and remember and say that the Lord help us. The Lord help me that I will be a person that will contribute to big cornerstone, become a church of this quality. So may the Lord Jesus give you the encouragement and the sincere desire that we want to build this kind of living and growing church. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you that we have the example of the living and growing early Christian church, the teaching of thy word. Father, this is a church that will really a blessing to our hearts, a blessing to us. And a church that will glorify thy name, that fulfill thy commission to bring many people, that many people will be saved. So Lord Jesus Christ, give us thy help and help thy people to be part, to contribute to the build up of this quality of church. Give thanks to thee in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.